Good day. This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, February 24th, 2014. I'm Christina Thomas. Ahead, the types of food establishments, restaurants, convenience stores, groceries, fast food businesses that surround a school have an impact on childhood obesity. That's according to a study conducted by researchers at the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture. We'll speak with the two of them on this edition of Ozarks. Also, Roby Brock has his Talk Business Arkansas update. Becca Martin Brown has What's Up and more. But first, the Arkansas House of Representatives on Friday failed to get a 3/4 majority vote to pass funding for the state's private option alternative to Medicaid expansion. It was the fourth time last week the House could not reach 75 votes, falling short with 71 for and 18 against. On the House floor, Republican Representative Mark Lowry, who cast his yes vote on the private option for the first time this fiscal session, called the program an open-ended work order.
We have an imperfect bill. Whether you like it or whether you're opposed to it, even those that like it would have to admit that it is imperfect. It is a compromise. And the bottom line definition of the word compromise is that both sides lose. It's lose-lose. That's fine for corporations, and that's fine for people negotiating deals, but you know, we're here to represent the people of the state of Arkansas.
Lowry went on to say that he supports the private option because it will help poor working people afford more in life and contribute more to the state's economy. Meanwhile, House Speaker Davy Carter continued to say enough votes are there to pass the private option, and further negotiations are off the table.
The reality is, this is the bill. There aren't enough votes to amend the bill, to send it back to budget, to do anything different. So that's just the reality. And it's time that we deal with this because we've got a whole other, we have a lot of other bills to deal with. I mean, we have to set a budget for this entire state.
The House is expected to vote again when it reconvenes tomorrow afternoon. The state Senate approved the legislation Thursday. While the fate of the private option awaits another vote tomorrow, some results of a different health care program in Arkansas, the Arkansas Payment Improvement Initiative, are out. In his weekly radio address, Governor Mike Beebe said the plan has insurers pay for episodes of care rather than individual treatments or tests.
The initiative rewards health care providers who furnish patients with high-quality care at appropriate costs. Most of our Medicaid clients are now in a patient-centered medical home where the primary care clinician has assumed responsibility for improving quality and managing costs. For select conditions, performance is measured in different episodes of care, which encompass the treatment a patient receives for a particular illness or disease from the time of first diagnosis through recovery.
The program has been in existence since 2012. The Libertarian Party of Arkansas held its nominating convention this weekend in Little Rock. After extensive signature gathering efforts, the party is on the statewide ballot. Jessica Paxton, chairman of the Libertarian Party, says a number of candidates were nominated Saturday.
We nominated 26 candidates today that will be on the ballot all over the state of Arkansas come November. Nominated a candidate for U.S. Senate, for all four congressional districts, for all seven constitutional offices. That's governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, treasurer, auditor, and land commissioner. And we also nominated candidates for several state house races, justice of the peace, constable, and county judge.
Paxton says the party expects to perform better in smaller races, where the disadvantage libertarians face in fundraising will be minimized. As with most third parties in Arkansas, the contest for governor is crucial. If their nominee, Frank Gilbert, garners 3% of the vote, the party will automatically be placed on the ballot next election without requiring an extensive and expensive signature gathering effort. Bentonville will soon move forward with improvements to some paved areas at the Bentonville Municipal Airport. The city's Airport Advisory Board on Friday approved a plan to improve the airport's runway safety area. Ben Peters, Bentonville city engineer, says that the improvements won't involve work on the actual paved runway surface.
There's an area that's required on both sides and at each end of the runway to be within tolerances for grades and slopes in case a plane were to slip off the pavement one side or the other or run off the end. And that's what we're doing. The current runway safety area doesn't quite meet the specifications. It's a little too steep in some areas. And so we'll be regrading the ground around the runway to meet those criteria.
The project will cost the city a little less than $550,000 and the work is expected to be completed in 90 days, with 7.5-hour workdays during which the runway will be closed. Peters says that the runway safety improvements are needed before any other improvements can be made at the airport. Peters says that other safety projects, like perimeter fencing, are improvements likely to follow once the runway safety project is complete. The Razorback baseball team is still undefeated after the weekend series against Eastern Illinois. Arkansas swept the Panthers in the 3-game set at Baum Stadium. The Razorbacks continue the season opening 10-game homestand with 3 games against South Alabama beginning Friday, followed by a Monday afternoon game against Indiana-Purdue Fort Wayne. Increasing clouds this evening with overnight lows from 32 in northwest Arkansas to 40 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Tuesday, cloudy with a high near 48 in northwest Arkansas and cloudy with a 20% of showers and a high of 56 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy with a low of 19 in northwest Arkansas and a 20% chance of showers and a low of 26 in the Arkansas River Valley.